Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
By the end of this week, there will be not one, but two plans for a comprehensive immigration reform, we expect. The president will announce his own initiative midweek, while today a group of bipartisan senators will roll out their own plan. It's from the so-called Group of Eight. They're led by Senators John McCain, Democrat Chuck Schumer, and Republican Lindsey Graham. But Florida's Marco Rubio has become the face of this initiative. And also part of the Gang of Eight is Arizona's other senator, Jeff Flake, Dick Durbin of Illinois, Robert Menendez of New Jersey, and Michael Bennett of the crucial state of Colorado. Joining us now to talk about this plan and what it might hold and how it might be different from the president's initiative is Washington correspondent for Univision, Fernando Pizarro. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me today.
So, Fernando, this has been described as a bit of a quid pro quo, a path to citizenship, but only if certain things take place. Sketch out the plan for us, will you?
Well, if we look at this plan of the four pillars being proposed by the senators, it's not that much different from the White House blueprint proposed in 2011 by President Obama, which, by as you know, he was criticized by immigration activists that he did not push this far enough during his first term. But looking back at the senator's plan, basically it's four elements. One is a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants in the United States today. Granted that they fulfill certain requirements and that they would have to go to the back of the line to wait for a green card. Two, a reform the illegal immigration system to recognize that they need to bring in new workers, get visas that are called STEM visas for science and technology, also make sure that the borders are secure, and admitting and establishing a new process for future temporary workers, and then again, creating an effective employment verification system that today there is a program that exists today. It's a federal program called E-Verify that many companies are now using. And until recently, it was opposed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. But last year, they changed their mind. They received certain assurances by House Republicans, and now they seem to be on board with it.
This sounds like a real basket full of various kinds of policy initiatives. Do they conflict in any way? Is it too many agendas rolled into one initiative?
Well, some Republicans have complained that they would prefer to see a piecemeal approach. But many Democrats and the White House prefers a comprehensive take, which is very similar to what we saw in 2007 that was pushed by President Bush in 2006. And as you know, it was defeated in the Senate in 2007. But it's very similar if we look back even further to things that were proposed in 2004 and 2005. There have been some tweaks. There's less talk about border security now because there's a certain consensus, and it's clear from the very top of the senator's document that border security has improved significantly over the last two administrations. And also we know that the immigration, undocumented immigration into the United States has decreased greatly, at least through the border. So there are some issues here that are going to be touchy for many people, particularly the employment verification system. Of course, the harder line Republicans who are against legalizing the undocumented immigrants, and many of them at least against giving them a path to full citizenship. Those are going to be tough pills for many people to swallow.
Talking with Fernando Pizarro, Washington correspondent for Univision. As you well know, the Republican National Committee reappointed its leadership, same leadership that was responsible for the 2012 election for the next 4 years. And I'm wondering what the key moment or the key sort of element here that has changed the game on immigration, that we're suddenly seeing bipartisan proposals. We're seeing two proposals where there were suddenly where there were previously zero proposals on immigration reform. Down in Texas, some Republican activists have commented on where the RNC might have gone wrong on immigration. I'm going to play you two voices, Fernando. Aaron Pena, who's a former Texas House representative, and a immigration, a small business owner, Brad Bailey, immigration activist, a founder of the Texas Immigration Solution. First Pena, then Bailey. Listen.
You know, when somebody doesn't invite you to the party, well, you know that you're not welcome. or when they invite you but they don't make a strong effort, or they're making a stronger effort towards other communities, you know you're not invited and you're not welcome. I will tell you, having been raised on the border my entire life, the Hispanic community is not much different from other communities, and we simply want to be given the same measure of respect.
We cannot be a party of, you know, deport 12 million people immediately. We can't get 500,000 people out of New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. How are we going to get 12 million out? But we've got to make sure that we address that. And I think we don't have the tones like illegal alien and those things that are divisive. But this is an honest discussion that conservatives need to have and want to have.
So, Fernando Pizarro, do you think Republicans will find consensus on this, even if the Gang of Eight suggests that there is some bipartisan consensus among some lawmakers?
I think, well, if we look back at the presidential campaign, there were many Republican advisors to the Romney campaign, and some of them very high profile, who were behind closed doors or privately very critical of the language and the rhetoric that was being used about immigrants, and that was pushing away Latinos. I think now, even after the election, right after the election, many of these high-profile advisors like former Secretary of Commerce Carlos Gutierrez came out and criticized the language used during the 2012 election. But anyway, now we're looking at there's still going to be a section of hardline Republicans, and what I mean hardline is hardliners against legalization of undocumented immigrants, who are not going to be totally on board with many of the principles that are being laid out today and this week by the president and senators. And on the other side, you're going to have very liberal Democrats who want many, many things that are probably not going to get, who are totally against an employment verification system. You're going to get civil liberties organizations are going to be opposed to this. So you're going to get two different sides. And as the president himself has said, not everybody's going to get what they want. As of course, it's the case with many, many topics on Capitol Hill.
And certainly with the immigration. Fernando Pizarro, Washington correspondent for Univision. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So don't leave it to the senators. What constitutes immigration reform in your world? What concerns you most? Citizenship, border security, verification, businesses having access to immigrant labor. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.